in the limelight.
Biden has become the third president to put royal ambitions before Yemeni lives. He and his officials should be held accountable for war crimes against Yemeni civilians, says Doug Bando Ryder in an article titled, Biden Administration Goes All In for Saudis and Emiratis. Stay tuned for more. Barely a year into the Biden administration, Riyadh and Abu Dhabi have captured U.S. West Asia region policy. President Joe Biden has abandoned the human rights principles he once claimed to hold dear. President Donald Trump also surrendered to the royals early, but never evinced the slightest humanitarian concern about foreign policy. His son-in-law Jared Kushner turned the administration's West Asia region portfolio over to the Saudis. Trump subsequently justified the sale of weapons as a massive jobs program, despite the thousands of people killed by those American bombs. After the murder of Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi, Trump acted like a mob consigliere dedicated to protecting Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman from justice. Better was expected of Biden. He sharply criticized MBS, promising to treat the latter as a pariah. Candidate Biden complained that Trump had written the Saudis a blank check. That seemed natural for a president who promised that human rights will be at the center of foreign policy. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia's human rights record is one of the worst on earth. The KSA comes in about 10 out of 210 countries and territories with 7 of 200 points in the Freedom House Freedom in the World ranking. That puts it in territory occupied by North Korea, Eritrea, Equatorial Guinea, Turkmenistan, and other bottom-feeding dictators. Explained Freedom House, Saudi Arabia's absolute monarchy restricts almost all political rights and civil liberties. No officials at the national level are elected. The regime relies on pervasive surveillance, the criminalization of dissent, appeals to sectarianism and ethnicity, and public spending supported by oil revenues to maintain power. Women and religious minorities face extensive discrimination in law and in practice. Working conditions for the large expatriate labor force are often exploitative. Reports by Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, Saudi human rights activists, and even the U.S. State Department tell a similar story. The United Arab Emirates also is rated not free, but comes in a bit higher at 17 points. Reported FH, limited elections are held for a federal advisory body, but political parties are banned, and all executive, legislative, and judicial authority ultimately rest with the 7 hereditary rulers. The civil liberties of both citizens and non-citizens, who make up an overwhelming majority of the population, are subject to significant restrictions. As President Biden promised to target U.S. support for the Yemen war, and for good reason, given the carnage resulting from 7 years of Saudi Emirati attacks on Yemeni civilians. The New York Times reported, year after year, the bombs fell on wedding tents, funeral halls, fishing boats, and a school bus, killing thousands of civilians and helping turn Yemen into the world's worst humanitarian crisis. In September, the UN group of eminent international and regional experts on Yemen issued its latest report. Since March 2015, over 23,000 airstrikes have been launched by the coalition in Yemen, killing or injuring over 18,000 civilians. Living in a country subjected to an average of 10 airstrikes per day has left millions feeling far from safe. According to the United Nations, UNICEF's Henrietta Fore reported that 2.6 million children are now internally displaced, deprived of healthcare, education, sanitation, and safe water. Yemen's gross domestic product, GDP, has dropped 40% since 2015. And despite the availability of food, 21 million people, including almost 11 million children, require humanitarian aid. The longer the conflict continues, the greater the harm. At risk, according to Martin Griffiths, UN Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator, are 5 million people are one step away from succumbing to famine and the diseases that go with it, and 10 million more are right behind them. A year ago, the president declared, "We are also stepping up our diplomacy to end the war in Yemen, a war which has created humanitarian and strategic catastrophe. This war has to end, and to underscore our commitment, we are ending all American support for offensive operations in the war in Yemen, including relevant arms sales." However, he exhibited dangerous confusion when promising to help Saudi Arabia and, by implication, the UAE, defend its sovereignty and its territorial integrity and its people. Yet, as noted earlier, Biden quickly adopted Trump's policy with his bizarre fealty to the West Asia region royals, destructive attack on the Yemeni people. What has been the consequence of Biden administration's embrace of the royal dictatorships? As the president passed his first anniversary in office, Saudi and Emirati attacks were up, killing even more civilians. Reported the Yemen Data Project, January 2022 was the most violent month in the Saudi-led air war in Yemen in more than 5 years. Yemen Data Project recorded 139 civilian deaths and 287 civilians injured in Saudi coalition airstrikes in January, taking the casualty toll to over 19,000 civilians killed and injured since Saudi Arabia launched its bombing campaign in Yemen in March 2015. Not since October 2016 have more civilian casualties been recorded in a single month in the air war. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes caused more civilian harm in the first month of 2022 than in the two previous years combined. Air raid numbers increased 60% month to month, from 250 in December to 401 in January, the highest monthly rate since March 2018, and the fifth consecutive month of rising bombing numbers. Monthly air rates have more than doubled since the UN Human Rights Council GEE mandate ended on October 31st last year, in a notable escalation in the conflict amid reduced accountability. The intensification of the bombing campaign in January included 2 air raids on hospitals, 2 water sites being bombed, 11 air raids on civilian vehicles, the bombing of a radio and TV station, a food truck, and a food storage unit. The U.S. should never have partnered with Saudi Arabia and UAE in their criminal attack on Yemen. The latter has suffered through violence most of its modern existence, but the U.S.-backed campaign multiplied the death and destruction visited upon the Yemeni people. Biden has become the third president to put royal ambitions before Yemeni lives. He and his officials should be held accountable for war crimes against Yemeni civilians.